cold, wet November evening. Parents leaving the school after a parents' meeting. School where Father David and I spent many years. And one of the mums, I remember Betty Thompson, finds she has locked the keys in her car. And there we were trying to help her. A little bit of the passenger seat window was open. And we were trying, using a Steve's coat hangers, to lift the lock. But nothing was happening. So I called a passing pupil and said, "David, are you any good at opening locked cars?" There was a second's hesitation, and then he said, "Father, I'm no good at anything." And thinking over later in the evening why at the age of 15 David should feel so useless, I figured out that it had a lot to do with his father, who was in the military police in Germany. And every time the dad came to the school, he brought David's last report with him. And we would go through it subject by subject. David steadily shrinking in the chair as dad searched for criticisms, teacher's reports, and demanding in a rough sergeant's voice why David wasn't trying harder. They watched him closely, we read in today's gospel. And these ever so good and religious folk had Jesus in their sights, watching to see if he would trip himself up. And he knew it. He knew he was being watched. And the gospel doesn't say whether it made him nervous, whether he sank into his seat or toppled over his wine glass. But he must have felt it. I'm sure you'll agree that many of us in our lives as we grew up knew that feeling of being watched. Watched by teachers, watched perhaps by parents, watched even by our friends. And some of us, I'm sure, felt perhaps that we were never good enough, never able to live up to other people's expectations, or that we weren't trying hard enough. And when we carry that feeling into our adult life, we imagine that some big brother is ever watching us, disapproving, and ever reminding us for the rest of our lives of our failures and our stupidities. Many people, I'm sure, feel that they never come up to standard, or that they need somebody's permission to be themselves. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, all the king's horses and all the king's men, etc. When you have a big fall in Big Brother's world, you probably feel a bit like Humpty Dumpty. Nothing can put the pieces together again. And when we confuse Big Brother with God, we are surely making life hell for ourselves. There is no such thing in the kingdom of Jesus as a fatal failure, a falling to pieces that can never be remedied. We are not being watched by God. Watched is not the right word. As we say in Kerry, watched isn't the right word at all, at all. God is not like David's dad pointing an accusing finger. Rather, he's like a mum or a dad who can't take their tender gaze off the one they love. Somebody who made a retreat here in July, a man in his 50s, told me that the great discovery of the retreat was, he said, and he was almost in tears, "I am not a failure in God's eyes. I am not a failure in God's eyes." And that came like a dazzling discovery. And in a flash, it changed the way he looked at his life. So when we see ourselves as failures in God's eyes, we might ask ourselves, Have I failed in my relationship with God? Or have I been choosing a false idea of God, one that was doomed to fail? The great thing is that our failures do not matter to God. He sees us as struggling, as prone to fall on our faces at times. But surely he is always working with us to put the pieces together, to heal the broken heart in a way that we emerge stronger from our failures or our falls. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, when the tablets of the Ten Commandments, written by the hand of God, lay in pieces at his feet, he didn't walk away. He gathered them up, the broken pieces. And for the rest of his life, he carried them with him in the Ark of the Covenant. So maybe the lesson for us today is that we too can gather up the fragments of our failures and of our lost dreams and use them as stepping stones that helps us to learn a lot about ourselves, to learn a lot about other people, about human nature, and above all, helps us to learn to feel for the sufferings of others and to help them in their hurt and their brokenness. How much good can come from our failures when, with Jesus as our companion, we learn to get rid of the things we thought we needed in the effort to let our true selves, grow and emerge. When we no longer feel watched or needing permission to be ourselves, but are free with the freedom of the children of God.